I don't think I've ever felt any pressure in any game more than that, because Gino Voss is an unknown to anybody. And I knew myself, I thought, I can't afford to lose to him tonight. It was so damaging, you know. Obviously, under a lot of pressure, he's got nothing to lose, so he's up there, you know, just enjoying himself. Where on the other foot with me, I'm like, Ade, you've got to win this game.
This is not a strange feeling to you, trying to defend this Ladbrokes World Championship title. Mm. You did it last year, but is it any easier to deal with that pressure?
Well, I always thought to myself, last year was probably the hardest tournament I could have played in. But obviously, I mean, I won it the first year, and I thought I deserved winning it, you know. I thought I played probably the best odds. But the last year, Bristow said from the first round I wasn't going to win it. I went up there and retained it. I should have a few critics up. But this year, it's a totally different feeling. Everybody said I'm going to win it again. And then you're trying too hard. Simple as that.
It was strange to watch that game, Ade, because it looked like when you concentrated, you threw good darts, but there was, like, not mucking about, but, you know, you were a bit of playing to the crowd. There was a big celebration when you got it 1-1, and then your darts went to pot again. It was like you just needed to just focus more.
Yeah, I think that's what it came down to, really. I'll tell you what I'm trying to do. What I was trying to do up there is not try too hard. I think that was a key thing to me. Because I know if I sort of try too hard, everything, I'll start bloody missing and missing. And I thought, if I can keep the crowd going, you know, even if we say, no, Gino, you know, I thought, right, well, that's good, you know what I mean? That's good. Get the atmosphere going and just keep it going that way.
Obviously, you're into the last 32 of this Ladbrokes World Championship now, though. It does become a different tournament now.
Of course it does, yeah.
And one that you know all about going deep into.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I mean, if I can get past it, obviously, I'm going to have a tough game, whatever happens, next game. Get through that game, and then obviously concentrate on the last 16 match then. It's a tough tournament anyway, but I know if I turn up, I've got a great chance.
And just an out on your preparation, I mean, last time we saw it's Players' Championships, you're all over the place with Matthew being born. But have you actually managed to get any practice in, or is it all up in the middle of the night looking after your baby?
Well, yeah, I have. I've been up a fair few times, to be honest. But in all fairness to him, he only wakes up once a night. You know, which is anybody, you know, if anybody's had a newborn, they'll know what it's like if they're waking up 3 or 4 times.
So you feel that your preparation's been pretty good then?
Definitely, yeah. One of them nights tonight where it was a first round, very nervous. I don't think I've ever been so nervous playing a darts match in my life. But obviously, I've got over that match now. Start focusing now on the next game.